Blog Talk Radio.
Messages that inspire, connecting you to your purpose, bringing clarity to your vision, giving insights that empower, igniting your life into your spiritual evolution. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio with your host, renowned spiritual life coach, medium, and healer, Angel.
Well, good morning and hello. How is everybody today? It is so exciting to be with you. Wonderful Friday morning. Today's show is a little spontaneous. I wanted to just wake up and be surprised with what it was we were going to do. I didn't want to have any specific message today, because it's been kind of a challenging week for most people. So I wanted to just have a spontaneous and intuitive chat and invite people to call in and join and ask questions so that we could get some readings and get some answers, or maybe just talk about the times that we're going through, because it has been kind of a challenging week for most people. So before we begin, as always, good morning. I hope you have a wonderful cup of coffee and you've had your tea and you're moving about for the day. For those of us here on the West Coast, probably just getting started in your day. For those of you on the West Coast, you've been at it for a little while, and you're probably kind of taking a break in the middle of your day. So I'm going to invite you to just stop, take a deep breath if you can. For those of you who are moving around, that are driving or doing anything or stopping would be dangerous. I'm going to ask, as always, that you don't do that, and that you just listen to the programming and perhaps go back to the rebroadcast later and listen to get whatever messages that may be appropriate for you. But for the rest of us, take a moment right now to stop, take a deep breath, and relax. Allow your systems to just recharge as you're able to receive the messages and the energized connection with divine, so that you can receive what you need to receive to move forward in your life today. Very good. Take a deep breath in with me, and then release it. And I'm going to ask that you are open and protected so that you can receive clarity and you can receive whatever information you need to bring clear and precise direction so that you can move forward in your life. Awesome. So I'm going to start off with answering a question that someone asked me when I had my broadcast on Wednesday. And I wasn't able to answer the question because the broadcast had to come to an end. And we're going to speak here briefly about the connection itself. So many of you are out there wanting to understand or get more, would say, comfort with where you are in your process. For some of us, we are here to heal. We are here to inspire. We are here to give direction, whether you are a practitioner in the healing arts, whether you're a practitioner as an entertainer or an artist, whether you're a practitioner as a medium, whatever gifts you've been brought here to deliver. The most confusing time can be when you're just about to step up and out into your process. Fair enough? What I want you to consider and remember is that, as with anything, remember what it was like your first day of school when you were a child. Remember what it was like your first day at the first kind of exciting job that you had, whether it was your first job or it was perhaps your first job with a major corporation. Remember what it was like on that first date with a person that you were really excited to connect with. We all have several things that we go through. We have anticipation, we have nervousness, we also have this feeling of inadequacy. Can I do this? Will I be successful? Will this person like me? We go through this process as we're about to embark on anything that we feel is worth investing our time. Fair enough? It's the same, for this is the most monumental and important process that you will probably take on in your life in this journey that you're about to embark in. You've decided to do the work that the divine has inspired you to do to help other people there are few callings on this planet that are as important as that calling. It's a beautiful mission to be on. It's a stressful mission to be on. So what I need you to remember is, like the child on the first day of school, like the individual going on that first exciting date, like that young person going to their first exciting job, perhaps you've just graduated from college and accepted an internship, it doesn't matter. It was that anticipation that made you feel all those different emotions. And it's the same thing. You're graduating to a new class. So the nervousness is natural. The confusion is natural. The fear is natural. And it doesn't mean anything other than you are human and you're about to embark in this process. So the first thing you have to do is understand that it's natural. After that, the next thing you have to do is give yourself the time to evolve and develop into whatever it is that you've been put here to do, right? You've been put here to do a specific thing. You have to evolve into it. If you're running around in circles kind of afraid and nervous, you're never going to be able to let that evolution take place. So you got to take that time every day. It doesn't have to be 3 hours. It can be 15 minutes. You take that time every day to develop that skill that you're working on developing. I have some CDs that I've just developed. I would love it if you could use these. I put them out there for that. You can go to my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com, and they've got a set of CDs with a morning meditation and an evening meditation and a couple of lectures that will help you focus. If I can assist in this process, I am joyous that I can, and I encourage you or invite you to come out and check that out if that will be helpful. And the last thing, and I'm going to start taking calls, the last thing I want to cover, the coming out process, because the coming out process, be deciding to speak out loud in public that this is your mission, can be the hardest step. For many of us, we took on this adventure after we were quite prominent in our community in a very kind of grounded, conventional, conservative career. And then one day, you walk out the door, you know, dressed as a gypsy, so to speak, wearing crystals, saying, hey, this is what I want to do now. That can be very unnerving as well. So you have to spend time on yourself, nurturing yourself and helping yourself be comfortable with this loving, devoted person that you are evolving into, because there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. It's just a different step if you're in a community that doesn't understand it. But the major thing that will help you with that will be to engage with other like-minded individuals before you step out. Come engaged with a community of people who do the work that you do. And the beautiful thing about the age we're in now is if you live in a community that's not very evolved in spirituality, the internet is there for you to, you know, tune in to radio shows like this. You can find online communities with forums and chat rooms. There are places, things that you can do to engage with people so that you can share your story and they can share their experiences so they can help you with that process of stepping into the community with strength and with pride with who you are. So I hope that that was helpful. I encourage you to, once again, visit my website. Drop me a note if you want more information on this, or if you just like to connect with the community, I would be happy to help you out with that. Awesome, awesome. I'm going to step into the first caller. Here we are. Good morning, and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel.
Yes, folks.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to? How are you today? Hi, Elfina. How are you doing today? What can I do for you today? What are you focused on right now?
Love and relationships.
relationships. What's going on? What can I do for you in the area of relationships? What questions do you have?
I'm actually wondering about a certain person I'm interested in, but I'm not quite sure how interested they are.
Okay. Do you have a first name that I can connect to with this person?
Eric.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to look at this briefly here for you to see if I can't kind of get a connection to figure out where you are in the eyes of this individual. It feels really warm and really connected. It feels like this is a kind of a deeper connection, like a soul connection. And the thing about a soul connection is it can feel to the individual who's a little more spiritual. It can feel like hard, deep, you know, cataclysmic emotion because there's this soul connection. So it feels like you are feeling it that deeply. It's not that they're not feeling it that deeply, it's that they're not as evolved on the spiritual side as you are. So you need to let them kind of, you know, take a deep breath, and the answer to your question is yes, but you got to take it slow or you'll push them away. Does that make sense?
Yes, but we get along, like we're kind of alike,
right,
in personalities, but I don't really, as far as a deep connection, I don't know, but I know there's interest there. I was just wondering how far he's interested. Like, is he actually wanting a relationship?
There is interest there. There is interest there. And it's not that he does or does not want a relationship, is that there's interest there. So the message I'm getting is, if you want to pursue it, you got to pursue it slowly, or you'll push him away. Because right now it's a warm friendship on his side, and it's interesting. It's like, ooh, that's kind of nice. It's a warm friendship, and you're interested in him, and he is open. So the answer to your question is yes. So step, you know, continue to move as you're moving now. So it's a friendship, it's a connection, it's warm. And allow it to evolve. Does that make more sense?
Yes, it does. And I'm just wondering, like, do you know how long?
Do I know how long for what? For it to evolve?
Yeah, like for him to actually want a relationship.
It's not something that I'm getting a time for. I'm getting that it's not going to happen today. It doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime in the next couple of months. It looks like this is something that will evolve slowly, because he's not in a hurry. He just is along for the ride, so to speak. And so if you want it to move forward into the direction of a relationship, you have to be patient with it. Because he doesn't see the relationship is a opportunity right now. So it's not something that's going to pop off quickly. So that's what I'm getting. And so it's not that the door is closed, it's that it would take time, if that's what you're interested in, a relationship with this individual. If you want it to happen fast, he'll kind of pull away. But it's definitely there. It's just not going to happen as quickly as you might want it to happen.
Okay.
But I keep seeing that it's there. So if you're patient, you know, by the end of the year, perhaps, it may come to fruition. Say, by the holiday season. But it's definitely there. Does that help?
Yeah. I mean, I know there's interest there, but I'm just, like, wanting to know if he wanted a relationship or not. And we've actually made plans to, I guess, hang out and stuff. But I don't know.
Well, just continue to do what you're doing. I mean, it feels warm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the connection. It doesn't feel like that he doesn't want a relationship. You have to take your time with this one, because this one feels kind of real. It's not for play. So take your time, and it will evolve to something really warm. So you're doing everything right, and it feels good. So trust it. I guess that's the message you're giving you. There's nothing to doubt. Just trust it and take your time. So what you're feeling is real. Trust it. It's just not going to be a rushed thing. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, let me know how that goes. Just take a deep breath and trust it, and it's going to be okay. But it does feel like
okay.
you and you're welcome. Have a fabulous day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, so let's talk about relationships for a minute. You want to, there are probably two or three of the top questions that you get as a practitioner in the community, and most of those are usually around career and money, health and wellness, and relationships. And the thing about relationships that can be a challenge, you know, as a practitioner is that we often want a relationship. We want it to blossom really quickly. We want it to blossom really fast. So when you make a connection with someone, I give you guys a couple of tips here as you develop yourself in your spirituality. We have so much connection to individuals as we move through life, depending upon your belief system. If you are a believer in past lives, you have that connection. If you're a believer in the energy centers and the chakras, we have this connection. Then you have, you know, the soulmates, and we have the twin flames. We have so many ways in which we connect with people that these memories, these soul memories come up, and we engage with people and they feel so familiar to us. We can often filter our connection with people through these memories and these experiences and how they affect our process as we connect to them with our energy. So the first thing I want you to do as you engage with someone is make a decision. You know, walk away from it and make a decision. If this is someone that you want to connect with for more than this one moment, make a decision around how long you want to engage with this person. You know, is this something you want to explore? Hey, this would be fun. I think I'd like to explore this. And then sit down and take yourself through a grounding process so that you can connect to your deepest source so that you can understand where this energy is coming from. Is this a memory? Is this a reminder of something? So that you can feel whether or not this is real within yourself. Then I want you to take that connection up to the divine and allow your higher inspiration, the divine in source, your guides, your angels and your ancestors that are around you, let them help you with basically your background check, so to speak, help you understand that this is a great connection, that this is a clean connection, that this is not something that's coming to you through some wounds or some issues that you're still working through. So like I like to say when I do my relationship workshops, that this is not just the same guy or the same gal that you continue to engage with as you're working through your own process. So once you've done that, then journal a little bit so that you can process that information. And then trust your intuition. We can often feel so, how can I put it, so nervous and so doubtful that the other person is interested when we're interested. And let me give you a secret. You guys ready for this secret? There is no harm in having an attraction to someone who perhaps doesn't have the attraction back. The worst thing that can happen to you is that they will not reciprocate what you toss at them. And if they don't, take a deep breath, ground yourself, thank them in spirit, you know, go through your meditation, thank them for the opportunity to connect with them, and then let it go. Because it doesn't mean anything other than you were attracted and they were not. And then move on. If it's someone that is so wonderful in spirit and you're so connected to them spiritually or even physically, because we get caught up in that, we're connected in them to them physically and we just want that relationship to work so much, it's really important to go through the process of grounding, connecting and clearing with yourself, and then connecting and clearing with your higher sources so that you can get pure, unfiltered guidance to work yourself through this process. Because you can spend a lifetime working through one person or a series of persons and be distracted from the gift of the person that's being brought to you. And then the last thing I'm going to say about this, and then we're going to move on to the next subject, is with relationships, it's wonderful to have a relationship. You know, I am blessed right now. I'm in a fabulous relationship. I wasn't always in a relationship. And I'm hoping I'm going to be in this relationship until, you know, God calls me home. But the most important thing in your life should not be that relationship. And a lot of people aren't going to like to hear that. But the focus of your life should be the mission that you've been put here to do. And the relationships around you will come with you in that mission. So it's important to find that like-minded group of people, the friends, the family, and the life partner that will come with you on that mission. Because if you make the focus of your life the relationship and the need for the relationship, you will miss the processes of why you've been put here. And believe it or not, we've all been put here for very specific and powerful reasons. Some of us, as practitioners, to minister to the community, there are people who do great work, under-recognized. A beautiful example of that are our teachers. If you've been put here to teach, educate, and nurture the community's children, that is a tremendous mission that requires so much of your soul. Focusing on that is as powerful as focusing on any other community ministry, in my mind. Our teachers are saints, and they do powerful work. And when they're in there in integrity and with passion, God takes care of them. They bring them wonderful life partners. They bring them prosperity and abundance if they allow themselves to flow with their mission. Like the rest of us, if they get caught up in the rest of the game, they'll often not receive all that stuff. And I encourage you to give a word of support to your local teachers. I don't mean to give a rah-rah for the teachers, but yes, I do mean to give a rah-rah for the teachers because they do hard work for us in the community. So give them some love because they need it a lot. But for the rest of us, make your life's mission your focus. Make your life's purpose your focus. Focus on that. Understand what that is. Come to terms with that. If you don't know what your purpose is, sit down and put some energy into coming to terms with your purpose so that you can move forward in that. And I will tell you, you will be surprised how quickly the rest of your life will start to come into line, including that wonderful, wonderful life partner that you may be looking for. Though I can understand how important you may feel that companionship is, because we all want to have companionship. But I had a practitioner tell me years ago when I was going through my own confusions and going through my path, and I happened to go to a fair or some sort of an event where one of these powerful, renowned mediums who's still quite prominent in the community today, one of those rare moments where this individual came to the community, and very inexpensive opportunity to just kind of sit down and spend 30 minutes with this world-class medium. And so I was able to get on the list. I paid my $50 or whatever the price was at the time, and I sat down with this person that was like a rock star of mediums, and he looks at me and he asks me what my question was, and I said, I just met this guy and I would like some information about this guy. And he kind of laughed. And I'm like, what's so funny? And he said, when I look at you, I see so much. I see so much that you're confused about, and I see so much that you're supposed to do. For example, you should be sitting where I'm sitting, doing what I'm doing. And at the time, I was not. I see so much that you're trying to figure out. I see all these things. When you sat down, I was so excited. And it just tickles me that you have an opportunity to talk to me, and that's the question that you want to ask me. He humbled me a little bit. And he said, I'll answer that question for you. But before I do, I'm going to give you an opportunity to think just for a minute, and then I'll let you ask another question, or I'll go ahead and answer that question for you. So I thought for a minute, and I was like, okay, well, did you put it that way? And I asked him a series of questions, which he answered very accurately, and some of the answers leading up to where I am today. And I look back on that with great humility, because the person that I was asking about is not the person I'm with now. And the person I'm with now is my life partner. But the person I was with at the time was a distraction to me. And the distraction probably would have held me back from being where I am today. And he was absolutely right. I had that opportunity to ask a powerful individual some very poignant and powerful questions to help me get clarity and get focus on where I was going. I was able to step away from that and focus on my life's purpose. And the mission that I'm on in my life right now is really focusing on helping people do that. So I don't want you to feel like I'm saying don't ask these questions. Please don't interpret it that way, and I hope I haven't offended anyone. I'm just giving you some information that I would like you to chew on and consider. And know this, that the divine source is going to deliver to you the promises of abundance and joy in all areas of your life as promised from the day you stepped into this life. And that includes a wonderful and joyous and whole system fulfilling love relationship. We need to have the same abundant acceptance of this promise that we do when we go through workshops and processes to acknowledge and accept the concept of prosperity. If we do that, you won't focus the way you focus. You will focus on moving forward. And just like walking, you know, if you're walking on a path and the little people come up to you that are supposed to be in your inner circle kind of join you. It's like an opening scene to an action movie. You're walking down the path and somebody joins you. He's on your team. You're walking down the path and this person joins you. She's now on your team. And you guys just keep walking and to completion of your mission. God will bring you your life partner just like God will bring you all the things that you need, the tools and the resources to do what you need to do. The answer to all questions is faith. And if you have that faith, my friend, you will get everything that you desire and everything that you need. It's easy to say and not so easy. I know we were a little spontaneous today. Every once in a while I do this because I just want to just let the information come the way it's supposed to come. I don't get as many calls when I do spontaneous because people want readings, and I can appreciate that. But sometimes information is just as important. And I hope that this information touched and supported someone out there that needed to hear that. I invite you to come to my website. It's igniteandevolvecoaching.com. You'll find a link there on my radio homepage. And I would love for you, I've got hundreds of people who listen to my radio show every day, but they don't follow me on Blog Talk Radio. So I do need you to follow me on Blog Talk Radio so I can get more visibility on the show, so we can get my message out there a little more. So when we're finished with the show, take a moment to go back to the homepage and just hit follow on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. And drop me a line if you're so inclined so I can connect with you in the community. But as I say every week, have a fantastic week. Have a fantastic weekend. I will see you on Wednesday at Intuitive Tea with Angel. But between now and then, remember to ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow.